The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. The local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all of the issues, and it is hour number three, dude. Hour number three.
Hour three.
This day has flown by.
Man.
Okay, so hey, listen, I'm going to jump over to the text line. You want to call in, by the way, I'll take calls, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Tell me what you're thinking about tomorrow. Texters are telling me what they're thinking, so I'm looking right now. Scott from Russellville, I read out somebody else's text a moment ago that said, just look at your 401k and go vote. He said, some still have a 401k. Mine's a 201k now. So there's that. I'm sorry, Scott. What else we got here? That one, where would it go? Ray from Harvest says, although I live in Alabama, I worry about each state that miraculously came up with enough votes overnight to beat President Trump in 2020. I feel those were tampered with in one way or another. I get it. But you know what? Here's the thing, Ray, with that kind of, and I say this, if you're at all concerned about the voter integrity, now is not the time. Go vote. We can duke it out later on voter integrity. We can do challenges. We can do legal, you know, action if necessary. But for right now, you're guaranteed to miss every target you don't shoot at. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, go vote, folks. Go vote. Don't ever for a second go, well, I just don't know. Voter integrity, I'm not sure. Go vote. And, like Ray from Harvest, his concerns are valid. I totally get it. I do. But I'm just going to encourage you, man. Go vote. Got to do it. Lynn from Knoxville texted in and said, regardless of the midterm elections, Biden will not pivot. He's being driven by some hardcore liberals, and they will not change course. He also lacks principles, so it makes him easy to influence. So there's that. Badger from Athens says, total lunar eclipse to start the voting day. I did not know that. Is there a lunar eclipse tonight, bud? Did you know? I mean, the moon was out last night. Boomer's looking up this lunar eclipse. What else have I got here? I already did that one. Bob from Athens says Nancy, meaning Pelosi, actually said they're going to try to use lame duck reconciliation. I just responded just wow on that one. Tracy from Athens is wearing the Right Side Ruffian t-shirt to go vote. Love it. Glad of it. I got a caller on line one, man. Let me do that real quick. I'll take line one. Is it Connie from Huntsville? Connie, how you doing today?
It is. It is a partial lunar eclipse tomorrow night. It's a full moon.
Full moon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I have a statement and a question. My statement is, I don't think they're going to want to run anybody else in place of Biden for 2024 because they're running the show right now. Whoever's behind the scenes and somebody with a little bit togetherness, to put it nicely, would not be able to do that.
Oh, so you're saying he doesn't have a mind of his own and they like it that way, is what you're saying.
Kind of. And then I have a question.
Yeah, what you got?
The question is, and you may have to check into it, but with the DOJ coming out to multiple voting places, I think it's up to 65 voting places right now. What is that going to do with the votes? And how are they going to? I think it's intimidation. I don't think Trump could have did that. But check into it. They have, I think they said 65 sites that the DOJ is going to go into tomorrow.
You talking in Alabama or around the nation?
No, around the nation.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know what? I look at it as, number one, it's oversight. I don't care if they got a poll watcher there with a badge. Number two, feds cannot intervene because it's a matter of state law how the polls are conducted. As long as they're conducted fairly and evenly in accordance with state law, they really can't say much about it. But number three, I do agree with you. I think it's voter. I think it's intimidation. By the way, not the voters. Voters aren't going to not go vote because there might be some DOJ whack job. Actually, probably not even a whack job. Probably just a rank and file guy or lady with a badge who's been forced to go stand there and watch.
Right.
But I think
what
they're going to do is just watch for irregularities, and people are going to vote nonetheless. And all they're doing is making sure that local officials know the DOJ is watching.
Well, they can come in because of the. It's some law about discrimination or a handicap or, whatever it is. I can't remember right now because I'm trying to – my mind's working faster than my mouth.
I have that happen all the time, and I'm the one who gets paid to talk.
You know how that is.
All right.
Well, I love you, and all we have to do is go out and vote no matter who you vote for. And say a whole lot of prayers.
That's exactly right. Connie, thanks for the call so much.
Love you.
All right,
you
too. Oh, that's awesome. What an awesome audience, man. Boomer,
it's just so great.
It's like we got thousands and thousands of extended family members.
Yeah, and absolutely. And just chatting with them is just fun.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, I tell you what, that just blessed me so much. The phone lines are staying open. You want to call in 833-687-4448. It's 833-68-RIGHT. So, just do. Listen, by the way, I did have somebody just text me in saying, could you talk about the amendments? I did already. I spent an entire half hour or more on the ballot amendments on Friday. So let me encourage you this. And I think this is part of why our podcast blew up. Yeah, So the bottom line is this. If you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, you can find our podcasts on there. Go to last Friday's date, which was, what was that, Boomer? Was that the 4th? I think that was the 4th, yeah. Go to the 4th, and you'll find a section. It's probably only about, we took the commercials out, so it's probably about, 20 minutes-ish?
Yes, and it's actually labeled amendments. Talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. And you can find it. Listen to it. I talk through every amendment on the ballot. Can't do it again today. I will say this. I didn't find any of them objectionable. So what you got, Boomer?
Yeah, it's labeled ballot amendments
okay.
at the end of it.
All right, so podcast, look for the one last Friday's date, the 4th, called Ballot Amendments. How long is it, Boomer? About 20-ish?
Give me one second.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm pretty sure it would be once commercials are taken out.
Yeah,
roughly that. Okay, so just go check it out. You can listen to it tonight. You can send the link to a friend. You can, and it tells you everything about it. Plus, you can also go to the Alabama Policy Institute's website. That's alabamapolicy.org. They've got a write-up on it. But, yeah. And by the way, I would love more people to go to our podcast because the podcast is blowing up. I mean, we're going to hit 100,000 downloads in the next few weeks, I think. We literally had something like 500 or 600 downloads just this afternoon. So, wow, thank you very much. So I got a story here from Reuters. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Sticking with politics, March to the midterms, an article from Reuters dated today's date. How long will it take to know who won in the U.S. midterm election? See, this is frustrating to me. I want to know in one night. Can we please go back to the night? When the results are all in, you go to bed around 11 o'clock, you already have a big picture. Apparently not. I mean, first of all, keep in mind we have time zones. California, Arizona, different time zones. All right? But here's the article from Reuters. It says, here's some advice for anyone following today's U.S. midterm elections. It says, be ready for a long night and maybe days of waiting before it's clear. And by the way, that's not all bad. It's state law. Now, there was some hanky-panky, I believe, in the 2020, but nonetheless, there's plenty right now going on that has to be done, and the state laws, some states allow early counting. Some states don't allow counting to take place until after 7 o'clock in the evening, which means you're going to get them late no matter what. Some states can't open the absentee ballots until after all the other votes have been tallied. Some open them early and get them tallied and ready to go added into the rest. I'll tell you about that in a minute. They call them red mirage and blue mirage states. Interesting. I got a caller before the break. Let me do that. Line one, Miles from Huntsville. Hey, Miles, how you doing?
I'm well, and I just want to say thank you to you guys and your whole outfit there that does what you do. I think your impact in the body of Christ and catalyzing the body of Christ in Alabama is much greater than you think.
Wow.
And what you, you know, your guys' ancestors, y'all stand on the shoulders of giants. Birmingham Christian Radio has done some awesome things going all the way back. I remember in the early 90s, all the way back there. You were Facebook before there was a Facebook for the body of Christ in Alabama. And,
Well. And
I thank you for what you do. You do it with integrity. I can tell you've prayed up. You're hearing God. You're pleasing the Lord. And I'm just one guy, old guy, 70 years old, saying thanks.
Well, Miles, man, I'll take that all day long and just treasure it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. And thanks for the call in. Wow.
All right. Go.
All right. Take care, man. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'll go to the break saying this. I say it all the time. When you listen to Right Side Radio, I don't care if we're on a Christian broadcasting station or a secular one. I don't mind saying that every single day you're going to hear it on this show. I'm going to say Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. That's the message you're going to get on this show every single time. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. What a great segue to a break. We'll take that break and be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right with my microphone muted. Is that, what do? I owe you push-ups now, Boomer? What do I do with that?
No, I just, sometimes I enjoy just looking back and going,
You just turn around and face your screen. I'll tell you. Oh, wow. Hey, listen, by the way, before I go too much further, I got to tell you, you heard me talk about the lawyers at Riley and Jackson in Birmingham. These are friends of mine. I was talking to them just the other day, and they're just good. And, you know, and I'll say this, by the way, hint, hint, wink, wink, they're not just right on the law. Riley and Jackson, those folks are right on the politics, too, if you know what I'm saying. But they've been working on those Camp Lejeune lawsuits. They got like five staff lawyers right now working on that. And they recently told me that they had several Right Side Radio listeners who called in that are now clients of theirs, which I love that, which means it's working. Me talking about them is working. But as I was talking to them, they told me that they're also working on another project that they thought I probably ought to announce. So if you've ever been a firefighter or a member of the military who used firefighting foam, well, guess what? Some of that firefighting foam has been linked to carcinogens, cancer. There's been a proven link between those who have used firefighting foam and developing certain types of cancers. And so if you or someone you know has been a firefighter or in the military and you use firefighting foam and you have had a history of cancer or even have cancer now, I'm just going to encourage you, call the folks at Riley and Jackson. They won't charge you for the phone call. They'll just tell you what's what, and they'll let you know whether you have a case. Here's their phone number. You ready? Riley and Jackson. They're based out of Birmingham. They work statewide. Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, Boomer, you got your timer ready? I got to do that thing. I gotta do that. Are you ready? No representation made the quality of legal service before is greater than the quality of legal service for other lawyers. What'd I do?
You're two, like 2.6.
I'm still coming in under my long-time standard of 2.8.
That's right.
Okay. All right, the key is the deep breath right before I do it.
That's it.
Got to get some oxygen in there.
You got to.
Otherwise, you run out halfway through and you collapse on the desk. That never works.
That's never a good thing.
All right. Hey, moving back into the topic, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Listen, I just bear with me. Those of y'all that want me to do this diesel segment, I'm trying to get there. But we got big doings going on.
It's big doings.
It's big doings.
Big doings.
So if I don't get to the diesel, don't send me no ugly grams, all right? I do what I can do. It's just, but hey, the phone lines are open, by the way. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Lots of texts coming to the same number too. And tons of people that just joined in today. I think, is that one new? No, Shane from Athens joined most recently, but he's on now again. He says, if we come so far in this country, we can't even vote right anymore. They have to stack the deck. I'm not sure which ones he's referring to, but the reality is this. Go vote. Go vote like your life depends on it. Go vote like your country depends on it. And so there's that. Had a bunch of other texts. Let me see if I can find, where's that list I had of a few texts to try and go back to, because we had so many today. I couldn't even keep track. Where's that one? Let me just see. Yeah. I'm doing some typing. Y'all stand by. Don from Cairo, with regards to what races he's worried about, he says all Senate races. If we take the Senate, it will stop more liberal judge appointments. And then he signs off with RLTW, which those of us that know that means Rangers lead the way. So Don from Cairo, I'm assuming that I'm talking to a veteran. Oh, I'm looking back now. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, man. Retired Army, Ranger, SF, Pathfinder. Appreciate you. All right. Rangers lead the way, Don. What else have I got? I had another one I wanted to check out from Cynthia from Claiborne County, I believe. Let me find that real quick. There she is. Cynthia from Claiborne says, I just want to see these Democrats voted out and some Republicans with a backbone voted in. I pray that we'll get people all over that really care for America and its citizens. Great text, Cynthia. Thank you for that. Leanne from Huntsville. Leanne from Huntsville just texted. She's Leanne, I know diesel. I'm sorry, Leanne. I may not get to it today, but she literally just said, but I'm patient. I think that's what she's saying. I'm patient. So thank you, Leanne. Appreciate you. As always, she's been the one saying, do diesel. I'm trying to do diesel. I've got a whole you know what'll happen now, Boomer? I'll find at least three more stories to add to the diesel tomorrow.
Oh, at least you'll have a few more.
We'll do it. All right, listen, let me jump over here. You know what? I just said that. I just realized we're going to break. Dadgum. All right, have you ever heard, all right, Boomer, have you ever heard in voting parlance, in the vernacular of the vote, in the lexicon of the voter, have you ever heard of a red mirage or a blue mirage?
Not in the lexicon of the voter.
I'm giving you all the Scrabble words today.
You're giving all those words.
So here's the deal. In some states, and I'm going to break it down for you here in a minute. In some states, like we're watching tomorrow night, understand there's going to be some, we're going to have to watch. I mean, I don't want to see anything coming out of Pennsylvania that looks hokey again. But we got to watch, because some states, because of the way they count their ballots, mm-hmm. they'll do a dump of votes up front, and because they're all absentee ballots, which Democrats tend to favor, it may look like what they call a blue mirage, meaning blue leading at first, and then all of a sudden it begins to even out.
Is that kind of what they were just saying? I saw on the left screen up here about 3,400 votes or plus, they're already saying they may not count.
I didn't see that.
I know. I just saw it, and I wanted to bring it up to your attention.
Way to rain on my parade.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you about it in just a second.
Okay. All right, folks. We're headed to a break. Phil Williams, 429. Sun's already going down. Holy smokes. We'll be right back.
ready for a winter adventure? Come find your trail in Richfield, Utah. Ride miles of groomed snowmobile trails through Utah's high mountain powder. Try your luck ice fishing on pristine lakes. Snowshoe or cross-country ski across peaceful winter landscapes, or simply relax and enjoy the quiet beauty of Utah's trail country. Richfield is a small town with big winter adventure. Plan your affordable, memorable winter getaway at richfieldutah.com.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. When I say all of North Alabama, I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden. I'm saying we got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Yes, indeed. And solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, at time now, 4:35 p.m., we're in go-home mode. Some of y'all are about to head home. Time change makes it feel different. You're not used to driving home in the dark. Guess what? You will today. So just be careful on the roads as you head home. I'm in this story here from Reuters that I found fascinating. So am I leery of voter integrity issues? Certainly I am, man. I thought 2020 was just a whack job. I thought 2020 was just, I mean, the movie 2000 Mules tells me a lot. But I look at it, though. Keep in mind, some of what we're going to see is a question of state law. And so don't take everything as, you know, conspiracy or they're out to get us. It's not always like that. All right, here's an example. Like, for instance, right now we got 435 seats in the House of Representatives up for grabs, 35 U.S. Senate seats, 36 governorships. It's a big election night. But that being said, every state has its own state law as to how it should be done. And as long as they're acting within state law, they are within their rights to do it the way their law says do it. Well, some of those states have different ways of counting the ballots in terms of their timing. So they actually have what they call blue mirage and red mirage states. This is fascinating to me. Maybe I'm just a political geek now. I don't know. But it says the earliest vote tallies are going to be skewed depending upon what the state law says about the way they count their mail-in ballots. So absentee, mail-in, military. Some states literally allow those to be tallied up ahead of time, like they allow them to be have a cutoff time of the morning of. And so the morning of the election, they've got people already opening those envelopes and counting them. And when they get there that night, when the polls close at 7, they drop all those votes in. And in some states, and you can imagine, Democrats tend to favor absentee and mail-in balloting for some reason. I don't know why that is, but that's just the national trend. And so if you have a whole lot of mail-in or envelope-style balloting, and those get dropped in right up front in a state which is already blue, then you're going to see a huge initial number of blue. And then it begins to moderate over time as all the results come back in. If you're in a heavy red state, like right now, we've seen advanced voting or early voting in Florida. Republicans, for the first time ever, have outpaced Democrats in requesting early voting ballots. So if you see the night of, it might be a red mirage, meaning shaboom, the votes all came in. All of a sudden, wow, how'd that happen? It's like 7:30, and all of a sudden we got a lot of votes in. That's because their state law may have allowed them to count early, drop them in early, and then wait for the rest to moderate the overall vote. And then some states are like, hold those envelopes, we'll get to them later. You know, it's so aggravating to me. The military vote should count. So it's so important, in my opinion, and it is. But you'll recognize, too, that sometimes if a state only has a difference between two major candidacies of, say, 1,000 votes, and they only had 400 military ballots, well, then you already know those 400 are not going to change the vote, no matter what they are. So some states, their state law says, don't open the envelopes till later. And that's you know, it's kind of aggravating in a sense. But nonetheless, that's their state law. If their legislature put that in place, it is the law of the land. The Constitution affords the legislatures the right to do that. Yeah, what you got, bud?
I had a question. We talked about it a little bit during the break. What I saw, you know, on the news was the 3,400 mail-in ballots in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Were going to be rejected. And then I looked into it, and you explained it a little bit better to me. Because they were missing dates, missing, you know, envelopes weren't, all the way sealed or whatever. And you explained it to me. And some people may not understand, like I didn't, why these ballots may not always be counted.
Yeah, the reason why he's saying that is because they could already see as they came in that they were not correct.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be, depending upon their state law, they have to be marked a certain way. They may have to have a, depending on their state law, they may have to have a photo ID along with it or a copy of a photo ID. They may have to have some other, like to have a witness verification that wasn't on it. So there's all kinds of reasons why a ballot can be rejected. And ballots get rejected every election in every state. In Alabama, as an attorney, in one of the last election cycles, I was an attorney to challenge the results of election. My client for a city council race lost by one vote. I've said it on the show multiple times. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sucks to find out you lost by one vote, especially when she found out later on that two friends of hers forgot to go vote. Two. Man. Two would have changed the whole thing.
Wow.
But we went to the canvassing where they pull out all the votes that were not counted, and they have to say why they were not counted. And we identified 11 that we believe should have been counted. So we took those 11 to court.
Mm-hmm.
And the heck of a thing is, I told the judge afterwards, we won the case and lost the race because we proved that 9 of those ballots should have been counted because they were marked correctly or those people did live in the district.
Mm.
And then, but when we opened them, not knowing for sure, we opened them, she still lost by one.
Oh, man.
It was a heck of a thing, man. I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Line one. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you, brother?
State law. What are you talking about, state law? We don't like no stinking state law.
Jeff's been drinking Red Bull again.
Why would you think that anybody would follow any state laws? It didn't last time, so why should they do it this time?
Well, see, that's the rub, brother. I mean, if they follow their state law, what can I say? But when they got outside the bounds of following state law, yeah, that's when we had a problem. That's when we had a problem.
Well, apparently 24 states are going to have some DOJ officials that are looking at them to see if the federal state laws are being followed. So I guess be damned to state law, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, you look at it and you think, okay, what are they going to really, what's the DOJ going to find? Are they really going to find some Klansmen out there out front making sure black people don't vote, burning crosses on the front of the polling site? No. Are they looking to see whether or not someone's being told they have to pay a tax before they're allowed to vote? No. I mean, I don't know what they're expecting to find, but it's just goofy.
It's according on what group you're with. I mean, I think the Black Panthers was out there kind of keeping people from voting there one time, but nothing was said about that.
You're exactly right. That was in the 2016? I think it was.
I believe.
Yeah. I think it was in either Chicago or New York, yeah. Or maybe it was Pennsylvania.
They were just intimidating people. You know?
Oh, that's all they were doing, carrying sticks and standing outside saying they were there to protect the elections when really all they wanted to do was intimidate people.
Of course.
Well,
go ahead. And whatever happened to the gal that, I can't remember what race it was, where she went to the polling place and was electioneering during polling, which is a felony.
Oh, yeah.
And I never heard nothing more about that, did you?
No. In fact, whose race was that? I remember it came out this past week, didn't it? Oh, golly, bum.
I mean, you know, it was a felony offense. So, yeah, how's this person still even running, you know?
I don't know. You know, in Alabama, I believe it's 50 feet from the door of the polling site. You can't be. And so I actually went to vote one time when I was running for the state Senate, and I had my Jeep emblazoned with this huge logo of my campaign down the side of my Jeep. It was awesome, by the way. It was like a traveling billboard, and I had it done in a wrap. And I parked it, and I made sure to park it like 75 feet from the door when I went in to vote. And I still had a guy come out and go, "You can't do that." And I said, "Yes, I can." Pace it off, dude.
That ain't near as bad as what I happened to me. I run for city council one time, and my opponent sat on the doorstep of the polling place and was taking names like he was a poll watcher or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Taking names in his little special book that he was going to remember later on, right?
Yeah, well, no, so they could send out tell the other people to who to come bring to vote.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I got slammed badly. I mean, I was a Republican in a county that voted for Al Gore. I mean,
Al Gore?
Al Gore, our little county of 20,000 people, voted for Al Gore. You know, it's this little red, blue county in the middle of a red sea of Indiana.
You just need to move on down here to Free Alabama. We have the 4th congressional district where I live in Alabama had the highest per capita vote for Trump of any congressional district in the entire United States in both 16 and 20.
Oh, that's good. We finally got a little intelligent up there. We got a few Republicans in there now. They're finally catching on. But the thing about it is, you talking about the daylight saving time. That's the only thing our county ever had right is because we didn't observe daylight savings time. We stayed on the same time all year long.
What? One county?
And that's one county. And then they changed the laws in Indiana. I thought everybody was going to be on the same time. Nope. We lost the ability to – we had to go on daylight savings time then. And the counties to the west of me on the north and south end of the state are central time, but the rest of the state is on – Eastern.
Y'all have no idea what time it is. You just get home, and if dinner's cooked, that's fine.
I know. It's nuts.
All right, Jeff, listen, be careful on the road, brother. We got to head to a break, man, all right?
Go vote tomorrow, people.
Yeah, go vote. Jeff's right. Even Indiana says go vote. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. Last break of the day. We'll come right back and just wrap this thing up. Listen, tomorrow's huge. Tomorrow's huge, y'all. It's big doings. And listen, are we a red state now? Yes, we are. But some of y'all are listening right now in neighboring states of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and even right here in Alabama. Go vote. Send a signal. Don't just be a red state. Be a deep red state. That's what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you may have heard Alabama's unemployment rate is one of the best in the nation. What's interesting is our labor participation rate is one of the worst in the nation. So what that basically means is, yeah, those who want a job can get them. But a lot of people have still not re-entered the workforce, which is just weird to me. All that to say, if you're looking for a job, my friends at ZLA Solutions, they've been with the show since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, they've got jobs posted all over North Alabama right now, major employers. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They've got the great jobs posted, good paying wages. But if you're an employer needing to fill out the ranks of your workforce, yes, they can take care of you. It can be like, you know, small amount, onesies and twosies, or they can hire a whole shift for you. They can do temp or they can do perm. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Got a bunch of stuff on the text line. I got to go over here. So I'm obviously not getting the number 3 on the triple dipper, Boomer. It's happening.
Yeah, it's not happening today.
The diesel fumes is being carried over for a third day in a row. Carried over at the call of the chair, we like to say in the Senate. Carried over the call of the chair, and JT from Lacey Springs says, it's time for a flash mob outside the studio protesting that we want diesel. I said, I'm feeling the pressure. And he said, just like after Grand Council, we're still friends. Thank you, JT. So appreciate you. Paul from Athens, who's talking about how big a day tomorrow's going to be. He said, ending cacistocracy tomorrow. Remember cacistocracy?
I love cacistocracy.
We need to have T-shirts say cacistocracy. Yes. If you're not familiar, a cacistocracy is a word that I stumbled across. My secretary showed it to me. It's a word that literally means a government run by the least qualified of its citizens.
I love it.
We are in a cacistocracy. Yeah, Paul from Athens says, ending cacistocracy tomorrow, and I'm wearing my right side T-shirt. We've already voted, but I'm just going to go watch. Love it. Love yes. it. And he also said, too, this election is more important than restoring his 72 Super Beetle. I agree, but that's number two on the list. Let's put it that way. Graham from Meridianville texted in. Said literally that that when I talked about Black Panthers that were intimidating outside the polling sites, my third guess was correct. It was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 2008. He said Black Panthers with clubs at polling stations. The DOJ opened an investigation, but when Eric Holder became the AG, he stopped the investigation. There's that. Ron from Tuscumbia, with regards to, and I think he's talking about the person running for office who was campaigning inside of the polling site. It was a congresswoman named Kathy Castor. There's that. Thank you, Ron from Tuscumbia. David from Madison says it's 30 feet from the polling site. Okay, David, thanks, man. 30 feet? Well, then I was twice the length. What was that guy yelling at me for? Badger from Athens says tomorrow's a blood moon lunar eclipse. That's crazy. Blood moon lunar eclipse starts at 4:17 a.m. Central Time Tuesday morning. All enjoy. Get out and vote. Right side for life is what he says. Jay from Hartzell says, I vote to honor the men and women I serve with, those that serve before me, those that will serve. Their sacrifice is what protects our rights and should never be forgotten. Jay from Hartzell, you are so correct, man. Thank you so much for that. Leanne from Huntsville, she's telling me I'm patient on the diesel thing. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you so much. She sent me an imagery of someone shouting with confetti and all, so there's that. I got to tell you, during the break, I stumbled across, I always check social media and the news sites, make sure nothing's pending or trending or happening that I need to know about before I go back on the air. Senator from Kansas, who is a Republican senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall. He's also a medical doctor, Dr. Roger Marshall. I follow him on Twitter, and he just tweeted out a thread. He says, here's a mega thread, tomorrow's election day, and as a reminder, this is how Democrats have governed over the last 2 years. And he goes through a list of them. Listen to this. As you think about voting tomorrow, Democrats tried to fire 44 million Americans over a vaccine that doesn't stop transmissions. Democrats tried to dishonorably discharge U.S. service members for refusing the vaccine when Biden's own son received a lesser discharge for cocaine use. Democrats halted American energy, which contributed to $5 a gallon of gas, depleted our strategic reserves, and put our national security at risk. The Biden administration also spent months lying to the American people, claiming they have not been interfering with American oil production, but the truth is out, as Biden yelled, no more drilling this past weekend. Democrats spent over $4 trillion in federal funding that went to unneeded pandemic aid, radical climate agendas, and giveaways to upper-class college graduates. Democrats' out-of-control spending contributed heavily to the 13.5% inflation increase that has occurred since Biden took office. Democrats opened our borders and gave free secret flights and phones to unvetted illegal immigrants. Biden's disastrous Afghanistan retreat led to the deaths of 13 U.S. service members. Biden's CDC wants to make the COVID vaccine mandatory for children when they will have little to no risk of severe COVID infection. Biden's CDC colluded with teachers' unions to keep students home test scores plummeted and to keep students at home and test scores plummeted as a result. Democrats declared a war on parents, asking questions about their children's curriculum in taxpayer-funded classrooms. And it just goes on and on. And I'm telling you, and think about it, all of that and more happened in the last 2 years. So folks, yeah, tomorrow morning, plan your day accordingly. Head to the polls. If you know you're going to be waiting in line, talk to your boss. If you are a boss, give your folks time. Give them extended lunch breaks. Get them out of the office a little early or let them come in a little late. But don't be the one who stood in the way of someone getting to the polls and voting tomorrow. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your mailman. Tell the lady who cut your hair, tell the guy who sprays your house for termites, tell the pool guy, tell the lawnmower repairman, tell everybody you know, tell the lady at the fast food window, tell your Sunday school class, send a text out to everybody in your contact list, go vote. But Alabama's a red state, go vote. By the way, some of y'all are listening in our neighboring states, go vote. Go vote, make yourself known. Do not let your vote be the one that you go, oh, shoot, if I had just voted. All right, folks, what an amazing day. Heading into an amazing day tomorrow, too. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then.
Ready for a winter adventure? Come find your trail in Richfield, Utah. Ride miles of groomed snowmobile trails through Utah's high mountain powder. Try your luck ice fishing on pristine lakes. Snowshoe or cross-country ski across peaceful winter landscapes, or simply relax and enjoy the quiet beauty of Utah's trail country. Richfield is a small town with big winter adventure. Plan your affordable, memorable winter getaway at richfieldutah.com.